What's up, everybody? You now tuned into Don't Click Comments. I'm your host, Roshan Lindsay, and today we're talking about bullying, encouraging those who are being bullied that they're not alone, and at the same time, we want to provide solutions and tips to let them know that bullying can be stopped. And today, our topic, we're talking about homeschooling, and I have a special guest today here that I love so much, and she's going to introduce herself.
Hi, I am Letitia McDaniel, better known as Miss Tish, Pastor Tish, Joseph McDaniel Jr.'s wife. Who's that? Pastor Joe's wife? Me.
Thanks, Miss Tish. So we're talking about homeschooling today, and one of our topics is, and when I'm going to get to the topic, I'm going to sneak it up on you first. Let me ask you some questions because you know better than I do. Why do you choose homeschooling?
I choose homeschooling because I do not want my boys to be a statistic. I have four sons and many godsons, and all in my power that God will allow me to do and the government allows me to do, I will ensure that they will not be a statistic.
Amen. I know that's right. Very good. Okay. What are some pros and cons of homeschooling?
The pros of homeschooling is that I can teach them according to the word. Now, yes, I know they need the, how they say, the reading, math, and arithmetic, you know, all that, reading and writing. Yes, that's good, that's great. But there's a lot of people who are acing it, doing great, but still, at the end of the day, the character isn't there, the Christian ethics aren't there, the moral ethics aren't there, and they still end up either going crazy, losing their minds, doing something crazy like shooting up schools, or you know, at the end of the day, they gain the whole world and they end up losing their soul, and I want to ensure that won't happen to my boys, so that's one of the pros.
I respect that. Give me a con.
Okay, a con is, some people think it's, the major one they think is that they don't have socialization, but because it's multiple sons of mine, that's not the case with us, but that may be the case with some, especially if it's an only child. Also, another con I would say, it may be, you may feel, well, most homeschool moms feel like that they are doing a horrible job, but that's not the case. When you compare them, and we shouldn't compare, but when you see them in line with other children, you think, you know, am I right? Am I off? So that's the only con I would say for me, per se. I just wonder, are they on par? But when they get amongst others, I realize that I'm not doing a bad job.
You're doing good. I know that's right, Ms. Tish. All right, next question is, do you think homeschooling affects the child's behavior? And if yes, how so?
I think it does. It affects it for the good. Number one, it's the parent there that's constantly reprimanding, if you would say, or correcting, or making the adjustments right there on the spot. When in school, the child can act out, and the parent not really know it, you know, unless the teacher is telling it. And a lot of times, they're not going to tell it unless it's something that's just truly just over the top. So that's my answer for that.
I like that. I'm like, all right, let me find out. Okay. Next one says, do you recommend, and this is our main topic. I've been doing a lot of research and talking with a lot of parents and a lot of people on social media. So this is our topic question, and it's going to get a little rough from here, but you with me? All right. So this one says, do you recommend a parent to homeschool if their child or children are being bullied? This is our topic.
Yes.
Awesome. Can you elaborate a little bit?
Yes, I do. I have a personal note on that. I won't say names, but there, it's a person I know that I almost begged them, you're home.
Yeah.
And you know that your child is being bullied. And you have gone to the school repeatedly. You've gone through all channels and hoops to try to get this stopped. You're well educated.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, I would recommend it, number one, to take them out of that environment, to build their self-esteem, to give them the tools that they need to make them, you know, adequately equipped when they are acclimated back into the school system. I think they need a break more so than anything.
That's good.
You know, even if they don't homeschool for the long term.
I like that. I like that. All right. Now, You ready for the tough ones? Mm-hmm. All right, I need your help because I know your spirit, I know your heart. So this next question says, do you think not being in public school around other children can affect their personality?
Yes, it affects it for the good.
Okay, come
because
on.
Because a lot of times at home, or when you're in public school, they're picking up Johnny and Bobby and Susie. Mm-hmm, and when they're at home, you want to know, where you get that from?
Yeah.
I haven't taught you that. So then you start blaming it on TV or games or this, that, and the other. And it's really their neighbor that's sitting right beside them 8 hours a day at school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now they're being affected. They're rubbing off on them and you didn't see it coming.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. That's good. You be asking questions real good too.
Oh, you're funny.
All right. Here's the next one. Do you think homeschool children feel disappointed in missing like dances, proms, games, school events, and the social gatherings that only happen in school?
Oh, yes, they do. I mean, hands down, I would say yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have that conversation with them to explain your reasonings, and mm-hmm. for mine is Christian reasons mm-hmm. why I'm homeschooling them, then they will understand after a while, especially mm-hmm. when they start seeing that something maybe that came out of that dance or that party mm-hmm. was not good.
That's good,
and they hear about it, then they thank God that they were not there.
Mm-hmm.
And when they start missing it, mm-hmm. or to help them not miss it, you have your own parties
that's
at
right.
home with
that's
them.
That's right.
You do your own whatever. Sometimes we still go along with the school system. Mm-hmm. If they're on spring break, then we're on spring break.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If they're having whatever, then we try to create something that's similar to it so that they can have it still in a Christian environment, and
that's
so
good.
They
that's
won't
good.
Miss it.
That's good. So some alternatives.
Yeah.
That's good. All right, last question, and it's based on that question. Do you feel like missing those things change who they become?
Yes. Yes, because if my son is going to miss the prom
mm-hmm.
and they're drinking and this and that, and he doesn't even get a taste of it
mm-hmm.
early, then that's going to help affect him for the good.
That's right.
Because what happens in school, you know, the truth of the matter is they show us books, magazine, you know what I mean? They open up stuff to us and, mm-hmm. You know, pornography, this, that, and the other. We're too exposed to it too early.
Yeah.
And so if I can keep them shielded to the point that they can keep those hormones that we know that are going to rise anyway, especially in that junior high school
mm-hmm,
year,
mm-hmm.
that's just how God made us.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's awakened too early,
mm-hmm.
then you have a problem
that's
on your
right.
hands if you don't know how to harness it. So yes, they miss out, but they miss out for the good.
Amen. That's mm-hmm. good, Ms. Tish. All right, that was the last question. If you can leave us with a point to encourage our parents who have children that are being bullied
mm-hmm.
and they're thinking about pulling their children out of school because their kids are being bullied, what would you say to them?
I would say do it, even if it's for 1 year, or even if it's mm-hmm. for 6 months. Some of the schools, they will understand.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them, they say, go ahead and pull them out. Give it a try. You'll
mm-hmm.
never know if you don't give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you say, I can't, I'm not built for it, I'm not a teacher, just give it a try, because you never know. You may end up
mm-hmm.
loving it. You may end up loving the time that you're able to spend with your child
one-on-one. That's right.
Your relationship will grow. You'll be able to understand them even more. And when they're going through, you're there to aid them in the process of how to work it out.
Yeah.
Instead, you're spending hours and hours apart from them daily. And then when you're together, you're just so frustrated with them, and they're frustrated with you,
that's
and they don't
good,
know how to explain it. But if you're there, you see this thing that's going on, and you're helping them work it out. And that's why I think it's a blessing that I'm there with my boys. When they're going at it with each other,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to teach them how to work it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm not there, I don't know what's going on. Then they're holding it from me. Then
yeah.
now, 20 years down the road,
mm-hmm.
they're bringing this up, what went on amongst themselves, or if they were in public school,
mm-hmm.
what went on in public school. And I wasn't there. And
yeah.
now they got unforgiveness. They got hatred problems. They got all this stuff. Is
that's
like
good,
a building block. And we don't want it to come tumbling down at the wrong time in life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love you, Ms. Tish.
I love you, too.
Well, we want to thank Ms. Tish for giving us this information. You heard it here. This is the Don't Clip Comments Podcast. And once again, we want to thank you, Ms. Tish, for giving us your advice, giving us your story, sharing your opinion, giving us tips and tools. And once again, if you had one more thing to say, what would it be?
I would say, ask the Lord for strength. If your child is being bullied, ask the Lord for strength, and he will give you that strength to homeschool that child for as long as they need. You may say, well, what about finances, this, that, and the other? If you trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path.
Amen, amen. Thank you guys for tuning in. God bless. Can everybody say bye?
Bye.
And don't click.
That's right.